Welcome to Piano Social Directory. This podcast is dedicated to promoting pianos, music, music education, and the people that make up our industry. You may find us at www.pianosd.com or simply search Piano Social Directory. Hello, my name is Rick Overton. Welcome to the podcast from Piano Social Directory. I wanted to start out by saying, first of all, how much we want to say thanks to all the people who have continued to sign up at pianosd.com. I'm getting requests from all over the country for music, for teachers and dealers in different parts of the country, and traffic to the website is really beginning to pick up and increasing daily. So if you haven't already signed up, sign up today at www.pianosd.com, the website where music education and the arts come together. One of the questions I've been asked this past week that got my attention was, how do you market your goods or services on the internet or social media or the World Wide Web without spending a fortune in Google Ads or AdWords or Facebook or any of those other campaigns? So I thought I'd spend a few minutes today and try and cover some basic information that I think might help. First of all, the big catchphrase today is social media. So I thought from the very beginning to help understand exactly what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish is to define what social media is. The best and really easiest way to discuss social media is to start with what defines social media. And social media is really nothing more than communication to other people, socially, individually, like the old-fashioned word of mouth, or in a group socially. We used to call it corporate networking. We had all kinds of different phrases for it. But then you're really only limited to people that were in a room or perhaps in a conference or a church or some other community event where you and you alone are present, face-to-face. So that is essentially what social media is all about. We've had social media around since the beginning of time, really, because we're humans are social creatures. So there you have it. But the era of Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Google Plus, and all of those has really given a new face to what social media is all about. Facebook was originally was the original web-based social media that has come to international acclaim. It was one of the first to come to international acclaim. It was originated as a way for a few folks from a college to communicate with each other and stay in touch without having to email or send letters back and forth. Letters, that is. You know what that is, where you had to actually go someplace and buy something called a stamp from a place called a post office or something like that. Well, of course, we know what that's all about. But when the first Facebook guys realized that they were onto something, they allowed a few more friends to join them, which allowed a few more friends to join in, and now more than 800 people, there's 800 million verified users that log into Facebook on a regular basis. So, of course, the major question is, can I reach out to all 800 million people? Well, most likely not. But there's absolutely nothing that keeps you from trying. So here's the deal. You go into Facebook and you create your own personal account. If you've not already done so, it's very simple. It's very easy to create your own profile. And if you can't figure it out, ask your next door neighbor's 8-year-old kid. They'll know exactly how to do it. I know that sounds sarcastic, but unfortunately it's true. Today it seems they're born with a natural instinct for all things that are computer. But once you have your personal Facebook set up, you're using it on a regular basis to communicate with your friends, then it's time for you to create a page. So if you don't see that on your personal page, simply go over to the help menu and type in, how do I create a page? And a nicely detailed message will appear that will help you get started. I have to say that Facebook does one of the best overall descriptions of exactly how to do what it is you're trying to accomplish, and gives you good help answers when you type in help phrases. So now you create your business page with your business information. When you create your business page, you put your business information on it, and then you begin to make posts that are relative to your business. The word relative is key. Everything about your business that is relative to your business. For example, you don't post the same information on your personal page that you do on your business page. On your personal page, they may care, your friends may care what you had for dinner last night, and they might like to see a picture of your dog. But on your business page, simply put, they don't care. So it's hard for some people to separate the two, but trust me, you've got to do this in order to launch a successful campaign in Facebook. Once you've done that, once you've started making regular posts, and please, I understand, you have to make regular posts that are relative to your business. I can't say that enough. I can't stress relative to your business enough. Next, you take your business page, and then you just promote it. I spoke with a piano dealer recently that told me that he had a Facebook account. When I asked him, "What do you do to promote your page?" he said, "Well, I don't really promote it, but it's there if anybody wants to use it." Well, honestly, that's just simply not enough. You should be promoting this page, your Facebook page, to every student, every customer, every stranger, every person you meet. Just engage them with a simple conversation, and then be sure to tell them, "Oh, by the way, I have a Facebook page. Please go and like me when you have a chance." Put it on your business cards. Put it on your correspondence. Put it on your printouts, your receipts. Anywhere that you advertise, any place that you have any information about your business, do your very best to tell everybody that you have a Facebook page and ask them to like you. And then be sure to tell them how to find you. I have people tell me all the time, "I have a Facebook page." And I assume that they mean a personal page. So I do a quick search, and not only are not they're not there, and I can't figure it out, and then I find out later what they really meant to say was ABC Piano Teacher is their Facebook page. In other words, you have to tell people exactly how your page is listed. If it's something strange, be sure to tell them that. My Facebook is listed as, and tell them what the name of your Facebook page. It's very important that they understand that. Otherwise, they go into search, they can't find you, and they go away. And that's not a good thing. If you do not have a website, you really need to create one. On the website, you know, there are a lot of ways to create websites, and you can simply Google search, "How do I create a website?" or "Free website listings," or "How to create your free website." There's thousands of places that you can go and create your own website. Not always my best advice for people to go through one of those free services, because there's lots of tricks and lots of catches that'll get you. But if you carefully pay attention to what you're doing, and of course, you can go to the Contact Us page at pianosd.com and send me an email, and I'll do my very best to help you any way I can. If you want a very simple web page, then you just simply go there, set one up, and be sure to tell them what it is you do, how you do it, and where you do it. If you're a traveling teacher or tuner, tell them that you're a traveler. If you have a studio, then be sure to tell them where it's located. Your studio should be well-maintained, well-manicured, and clean, and should set example of your teaching style, because obviously first impressions are lasting impressions. As far as some of the other social media accounts are concerned, only do them if you promise to maintain them on a regular basis. Now, opinions vary on how often you should maintain your social media accounts. Some people say multiple times a day, while others say once a week. My opinion is that your Facebook and your social media accounts, as well as all of your other social media accounts, should be maintained at least 3 to 4 times a week. More often than possible, if you have the opportunity to do it more often. I have a friend who works in his Facebook page several times a day. But if your time is limited, then make your post 3 to 4 times a week, very minimum 3 times a week. If you can't do this, then simply don't open the account. My personal feelings is, if you ask your students to practice 30 minutes a day, then you should find at least 30 minutes a day to promote your own livelihood. So if you're the type of teacher that will update your social accounts on a regular basis, then having other types of accounts as like Twitter and MySpace, and there's literally hundreds of them out there, 938 at last count, you can do all you want to in other places other than Facebook if you want. Otherwise, having multiple social media accounts that seldom updated or never updated is worse than not having one to begin with, because if you haven't responded to any of your messages in a while, then your potential customers or students assume that you don't care, and you will most likely teach or provide service in the exact same way. Lastly, I think the best way to drive someone to your website or to take advantage of your services is to create a blog. A blog, spelled B-L-O-G, a blog is a platform that is used to write your thoughts and ideas. You can also use it to promote your business or give information. Some blogs are created as an encyclopedia type where people will go to get information or general knowledge about the subject that you're writing about. Other blogs will be more fun and thought-provoking, and yet others are commercial blogs that are created simply to use as a place to advertise. Regardless of the reason that you're creating this blog, it is the number one place that you can communicate your ideas and promote your business. Now, I suggest using WordPress as your platform. It's easy, it's simple, it's free. However, there are a lot of other platforms that you can use. Google has a great platform called called Blogger, and it's also free. Follow the directions, and if you need assistance, please message me, and again, I'll do everything I can to help. Once you've made your statements and communicated what you want to communicate in your blog, then you use the meta tags at the bottom to write in your keywords about the subject matter that you've communicated. Remember, it's nice if you can include pictures. It's fantastic if you can include videos. If you have a webmaster, link your sites so that anyone going to your website can also see your blog. And if you use the correct meta tags or keywords in your blog, it will increase your visits to your site. Additionally, you should remember to keep everything relative, 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 relative. Relative relationships are your keys here. While you may enjoy that cute little cat video, please post them to your personal page or your personal page or your personal blog, and not to your business page or your business blog, because well, unless you absolutely can't help it. Sometimes I can't help it. But if you are overcome with temptation, that's fine. But just don't make a habit of it. Making these kinds of errors will cause your relative placement in Google and other search engines to fail. Well, I hope you can use the information that I've provided for you today, and perhaps I can bring you another installation of marketing ideas soon. There are several issues and several topics that I could cover here while we're talking about, particularly while we're talking about social medias and blogs and blogging and podcasting, which is exactly what I'm doing, and it can't be difficult if I know how to do it. So in the meantime, thank you so much for joining me on another edition of the podcast at the Piano Social Directory, and remember to sign up at www.pianosd.com. My name is Rick Overton. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to the podcast from Piano Social Directory. We appreciate your comments and questions. Look for new podcasts and sign up to receive updates at www.pianosd.com, the official website of Piano Social Directory.